I'm Matt Pike for Nathan Steedley with Ag News. U.S. farmers retain their post-election optimistic outlook at the start of 2025 as the January Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index rose 5 points above December to 141. The barometer's rise was primarily attributed to a 9-point rise in the current conditions index. The index of future expectations rose only 3 points in comparison. Compared to previous surveys, fewer producers in January pointed to lower crop and livestock prices as a top concern, which helped explain why producers felt better about the current situation. The shift in attitudes was attributable in part to an improvement in crop prices between December and January. Farmers remain more optimistic about the future than the current situation, as the future expectations index was still 47 points above the current conditions index. The farm financial performance index rose 14 points in January, a sign producers expect this year to be better than 2024. The Senate Agriculture Committee unanimously voted to advance Brooke Rollins to be the Secretary of Agriculture. Rollins will now be considered by the full U.S. Senate. National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Chandler Gould applauded the move. Brooke Rollins will be an outstanding Secretary of Agriculture, he said. She's deeply committed to advocating for our country's producers and understands what rural America faces. He also said the Wheat Growers Association encourages the Senate to get her confirmed as quickly as possible. Ranking Democrat Amy Klobuchar said she would support the nomination, but Democrats are worried about workforce, tariff, and conservation issues. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, a committee member, told the Hagstrom Report that he wants to bring up the nomination quickly, but also said the pipeline is full this week. Groups like the American Farm Bureau, the American Sugar Alliance, and many others called for quick confirmation. U.S. global food aid is stalled as the Trump administration and government efficiency chief Elon Musk look to dismantle or combine parts of the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department. Some $340 million in U.S. food aid is now in limbo or stuck at U.S. ports, according to House Ag Democrats, who say key aid programs like Food for Peace and McGovern Dole are frozen. Furloughed U.S. aid employees and the still-empty helm at USDA, they argue, jeopardize future farm commodity sales for food aid. But Republicans, like Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, are hesitant to criticize President Trump for his foreign aid freeze.
He got a mandate from the voters to drain the swamp, and this is a perfect example of a swamp that needs to be drained. Now, does it need to be drained of food aid? No.
Grassley is confident food aid will restart after U.S. aid programs are vetted and waste eliminated. Republicans are also withholding judgment on Trump's tariffs after success in winning border concessions from Mexico and Canada and the impact of Trump's first-term tariffs.
It didn't increase costs to the consumer, and it didn't have an impact on inflation. Now, will that be repeated now? I could not categorically say it's going to have the impact Trump 47, because the economic environment is a little bit different now than it was.
In the meantime, Trump's pick to head USDA, Brooke Rollins, advanced out of the Senate Ag Committee.
I left after I cast my vote, but my understanding is she got out unanimously. So I think on the floor, maybe we ought to try to do short circuit and do it by unanimous consent.
That is, as farm groups call for Rollins' swift confirmation amid tough times for producers, new uncertainty around food aid, and a continued lack of a new farm bill. I'm Matt Pike for Nathan Steedley with Ag News. Leaders from Mexico and Canada said President Donald Trump stepped back from his threat to impose tariffs on its North American neighbors. However, tariffs on China were still set to take effect. The tariffs were part of a demand from U.S. President Trump that Canada and Mexico crack down on illegal immigration and drug smuggling. Reuters says Trudeau committed to deploying new technology and personnel along the U.S. border to stop the flow of fentanyl. Mexico agreed to reinforce its northern border with the U.S. with 10,000 National Guard members. The U.S. also committed to preventing the trafficking of high-powered weapons to Mexico. Trump warned Monday that he might increase the tariffs on Beijing beyond the 10% he imposed, and that he would discuss the matter with the Chinese government's leadership in the next day or so. China will stop sending fentanyl or the tariffs go higher, Trump warned. National Ag Day is scheduled for March 18th of this year. It's a day to recognize and celebrate the abundance provided by U.S. farmers and ranchers. Every year, producers, agricultural associations, corporations, universities, government agencies, and countless others across America join together together to recognize the contributions that agriculture makes to our lives. The Agriculture Council of America hosts the campaign on a national level, but awareness efforts in communities across America are vital. The Ag Day Planning Guide has been created to help communities and organizations more effectively host Ag Day events. The National Ag Day Program encourages Americans to understand how food and fiber products are produced, value the essential role of agriculture in maintaining a strong economy, and appreciate the role agriculture plays in providing safe, abundant, and affordable products. Agriculture provides almost everything we eat, use, and wear daily, but too few people truly understand this contribution.